Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the Hollywood Vampires, the hard rock supergroup, is coming to River's Edge Park in downtown Aurora. The show is going to be on July 7th. The Hollywood Vampires represent some of the biggest personalities in music. You got Alice Cooper, Johnny Depp, and Aerosmith lead guitarist Joe Perry. Perry is a household name. He and his Aerosmith bandmates are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Perry's part of the top 100 guitar players of all time, as noted by Rolling Stone magazine. In 2014, Joe Perry wrote an autobiography called Rocks, My Life in and Out of Aerosmith. And anyone who loves music in any genre is familiar with Joe Perry, and he's my guest tonight on The Download. Joe, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm really excited to come to town and to bring some rock and roll in any form, in any shape. this is a very unique situation. You know, usually I've been with Aerosmith for 46 years. I've probably been through town uncountable times, but this is the first time I've come through with a bunch of misfits like this that are like, just totally into this. We're like, it's like everybody has their own little bit of it, of why we did this. Johnny, it's been something he's wanted to do for years and years. I've been wanting to play with Alice forever, and it's just one of those things that just came together. And I wish that it could be a regular tour and be out there for 6 months, but, the whole thing got together so last minute. And every one of these gigs is a special gig for us. So.
Well, let me ask you about the Hollywood Vampires. Obviously, you know, this is a band we saw on the Grammys and has done some big shows, and here comes a summer tour. But the Vampires were put together based on the old drinking club in L.A. Talk about the origins of the band and how you guys got together.
It really, really started with Johnny was in London doing Dark Shadows, and there was a part of it for Alice, but Johnny's always got a guitar with him, and he was playing, and Alice heard what a good guitar player he was, and they wrote some songs, and then they said, you know, wow, it'd be great to record some of this stuff when we get back to the States. So when they got back, they started recording, you know, and Alice was going to do a cover record, but then he was thinking, you know, hey, I've been doing this Hollywood Vampire thing now for a bunch of years, and it was definitely a kind of homage to all of our friends that never made it past their their prime, so to speak. But Alice was definitely one of the founding members of this drinking club that they had up at the Rainbow, which is a place where all the rockers that were up and coming, you know, like Jimmy Page, or you know, now they're legends, but back then they were just young guys, and you know, playing clubs and festivals and whatever, and they would go up there, and it was a place they could hang out and get left alone and just kick back. And as with a lot of other things in that period, it was about let's see who can go the farthest and the longest. And Alice was one of the lucky ones. He was able to step back a bit, and he's still with us. He's able to tell the tale, but he was there, you know, in that first generation. You go up to the Rainbow now, you're still going to see rock stars on the way up, some rock stars that want a place to kick back and have a few drinks, and so it hasn't changed much.
Right.
But Alice was part of the beginning.
You guys, I mean, the icons of rock and roll, and you think about, with that hard rock comes hard partying and a hard lifestyle on tour. I mean, you and you know, that's chronicled well in your autobiography, just about your own, you know, travels with hard partying and that lifestyle and drugs and alcohol. What does it mean for you to be a part of this band, to be one of the guys who is still standing, who is still working, to sort of pay homage to the ones that weren't?
Quite a bit. I mean, things changed so fast during that era, during the late 60s, and the bands were almost like the pre-Woodstock, post-Woodstock era. And then you also have to put it in the context. I mean, there was music meant a lot more. It was a political tie-in, and with all of what was going on, it's society and the social unrest and all that. So it was a lot more important to us as a voice that we had that was ours. And all those bands that, you know, came up during that period, it was really the soundtrack for a tumultuous time in our history. But to get to play some John Lennon songs or some, Jimi Hendrix stuff, it shows that the music never dies or the art never dies. It's like it's been how many hundred years since some of the great painters have passed away, but you get to go and see their painting. It's kind of like they're alive, again. And the same thing with music, but with rock and roll, you know, it's one thing to listen to the CD, but it's another thing to actually, hear it being played by guys that were friends of some of these artists. Back then, before Aerosmith, I was a fan in the audience. Well, I still consider myself that. I'm still a fan in the audience. I mean, I was at a show last night to honor Robin Zander, and man, to see him, sing some Cheap Trick songs, that is amazing.
Wow, yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see him do that again. And that's kind of the vibe here. I mean, we went from day to day, and it went from those few songs that Johnny and Alice did, and then recorded, and then I ended up playing on a bunch of them, and I became the East Coast representative of the Hollywood Vampires, and this short bunch of tours. It's a really special thing to me.
Well, let me ask you one last question here. Just about, as you said at the beginning of the interview, you really wanted a chance to play with Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper, one of the legendary frontmen in rock and roll. Obviously, you played with another frontman in rock and roll, Steven Tyler. Talk about the relationship when you're in a rock band, when you're in a band like Aerosmith or a band like Hollywood Vampires, the relationship with the lead guitarist and the vocalist and the lead singer. I mean, that seems to be the way that we know rock and roll. What does it mean for you to be a part of that combo?
I get to bring what I learned over the past 46 years to the table, and working with different guys like this, who are also your friends. We were friends first. I never really got a chance to play with Alice. And Johnny, he came down to the studio when we were working on the last Aerosmith record, and I knew he was a good guitar player. I didn't know he was a great guitar player. But, we talked about music, and actually I needed a guitar because all my recording stuff was up in Boston because we had just got off the road, and we landed here in L.A., and I asked Johnny if I could borrow a guitar, and he said, sure, pick
sure.
one. And it was kind of tough because, every one was a real collector's item, and he said, listen, just take whatever you want. And I ended up using them on the record. Oh. And but that's been the base of our relationship. And so we all have a little story, to tell about how we got together. And then when we started listening back to the tracks, going, well, see if we could go out and do some gigs. And got that together. And after the Rio gig down in Rio de Janeiro, we were so psyched about it. The energy was so good. It was such a rush. And then we said, listen, we got to do some more gigs. Who knows when we'll ever get a chance to do this again. Alice had a break in his tour, and I've been on Aerosmith's on sabbatical, so to speak, because Tyler's doing his solo thing. And so it all kind of fell together. I don't know if it'll ever happen again, We're going to count every gig as definitely putting another notch on my guitar.
We're looking forward to it. Joe Perry's going to be playing at the he's going to be playing at River's Edge Park as part of the Hollywood Vampires. The show will be on July 7th. River's Edge, of course, in downtown Aurora. Joe Perry, tremendous rock and roll Hall of Fame guitarist. Thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Sure, man. It was great talking to you, Justin. I'll see you there.